June Forsland came to the Aging Resource Center to play bingo. Instead, she learned about the switch to digital broadcasting.
It's going to be the box you're going to have where you don't have no TV. But I don't know where you plug that in.
There were questions about how to get government-issued coupons to pay for a converter box, how to install them, and the benefits of digital television. One of those is more channels, even without cable or satellite service. George Webster is the general manager of Cease Electronics in Appleton. He says local channels are already offering extras.
Channel 2.3 is a full-time, what they call our RTN, Retro Television Network, which is, you know, Rockford Files and other programming that isn't on now, that's, you know, things that you guys watch. I remember Rockford Files, so.
Broadcasters are concerned that not everyone realizes that if you get a signal over an antenna, your screen will go to snow on February 17th of next year, unless you have a converter. Kristen Kent is marketing coordinator for WFRV, which co-sponsored the crash course.
Digital is actually different than HD. The DTV converter box is going to get you the digital signal. If you want to get the HD, the high-def signal, you're going to need to get the HD TV with the digital tuner to get the HD signal.
So it is kind of confusing.
It is confusing. I work at a TV station, and I had to educate myself on how to do this. So we just want to educate all the viewers.
All televisions manufactured since last July already have a digital tuner included. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.